This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Facing a likely roadblock from Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives on aid for Ukraine, President Joe Biden said Wednesday he's planning to give a major speech on the issue and hinted there may be another means to support Kyiv if Congress balks.
It does worry me, but I know there are a majority of members of the House and Senate in both parties who have said that they support funding Ukraine.
Aid for Ukraine has been a source of tension and uncertainty as several Republicans in the House have severe doubts or openly oppose additional funding to sustain the Ukrainian military. A day after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy's stunning removal, a top ally is describing the damage done. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
People are mad.
Louisiana's Garrett Graves says the House GOP met last night after McCarthy's ouster, and it's a good thing the meeting ended when it did.
Not exaggerating, I think it probably would have devolved into a little bit of physical altercation in there.
Graves is aiming his anger at Florida's Matt Gaetz, whom he says was played by Democrats into removing a speaker from his own party and handing them more power.
I can't believe he's that stupid.
Graves says Republicans now need to decompress, regroup, and figure out who their next leader will be. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is back at his New York civil fraud trial for a third day as his lawyers question an accountant who prepared financial statements at the heart of the case. Trump's lawyers trying on Wednesday to blame the accountant for any shortcomings in the statements. This is VOA News. Despite UN-appointed experts concluding war crimes and crimes against humanity are still being committed in Ethiopia, an investigation prompted by the two-year war in Tigray is facing closure. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
A United Nations-mandated investigation into continuing atrocities in Ethiopia is facing closure. That's after a UN website on Wednesday showed that no motion has been received to renew it. Thousands died in a two-year conflict between the government and forces from the Tigray region, which formally came to an end last year. Both sides accuse each other of atrocities, including massacres, rape, and arbitrary detentions. Each side has denied responsibility for systemic abuses.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Pope Francis has opened a big meeting on the future of the Catholic Church. He says the church is in need of repair to make it a place of welcome for everyone, everyone, everyone. He says it shouldn't be a rigid barricade riven by fears and ideology. Francis presided over a solemn mass in St. Peter's Square to formally open the meeting Wednesday. Progressives are hoping it will lead to more women in leadership roles, and conservatives are warning it could split the church. The meeting won't make any binding decisions and is only the first session of a two-year process. Three scientists won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry on Wednesday for their work on tiny quantum dots, VOA's Kim Lewis explains.
The scientists were honored for their work with the tiny particles that are just a few atoms in diameter and whose electrons have constrained movement. Hans Ellengren, Secretary General of the Nobel Committee, announced the winners.
Mondier Bavendi, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, USA, Louise Bruce, Columbia University, USA, and Alexei Yekimov, Nanocrystals Technology Incorporated, USA.
The scientists' work is used in many electronics like LED displays. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A prosecutor accused cryptocurrency trading platform FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of stealing at least $10 billion from his customers as opening statements began on Wednesday in a federal court trial in New York City. Prosecutor Nathan Rain said the 31-year-old California man defrauded thousands of investors and customers in his business by siphoning off their money for his own uses. Defense lawyer Mark Cohen insisted Bankman-Fried didn't steal from anyone. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.